Hi, Duchess. Today is the 23rd of November, 1969. And as usual, it's a Sunday. Just going on Sunday afternoon. Let's see. First, I should tell you, I received your package with the sneakers yesterday. It's great, really. I was very happy to get them. The sneakers are a little bit big, Duchess. They're an 8.5. I think 8 would have been plenty big enough. And so I trimmed the inner soles, and I put them in, and they're still just a teensy-weensy bit big, but they're clean, and they'll do fine. They really will. As a matter of fact, I had my old sneakers on yesterday. I don't wear them too often, but once in a while I wear them. I just took them off and threw them right in the garbage. First of all, they had a big cut on the sole, you know, and I had washed them a couple of months ago with, I don't know, Ajax or something, and they looked like they had a chicken pox or something. They really looked terrible, those sneakers. So I just threw them in the garbage, and I'm very happy to get these. And then the candy that was in the box, I gave a piece to everyone in the office, and the cookies and the chocolate, the box of Russell Stover's, had 4 pieces of candy in it. Well, the cookies I ate immediately. Very good. And the Russell Stover's candies I ate last night. It didn't last long, just one day. They were gone. But as I said, they were very, very good. So I was happy to get the package. What else? I had a letter from Cree, just a short note, and she sent me those little cardboard packages for mailing of tapes, the ones that you send me every once in a while. You send me one. Well, she sent me about 2 dozen or so, which just fine. I don't need any more now, so I was very happy. I had mentioned to her that I was hard to get a hold of them, and it is. And in fact, I haven't seen them at all here in Vietnam. So that was very nice of Cree, I thought. And she's a very nice person. And what else? I sent a note to Carolyn Hogshead in Korea. I asked her to make me, get me one of those nameplates. I don't think, the one like I gave Dawn a year or so ago. You know, just one to put on the desk with her name on it. Well, Betty McKinney has her birthday coming up December the 7th. And I thought she might like that to keep on her desk. The only thing is, I hope I gave Carolyn enough time in which to do it. I sent her $10 and a note and asked her to get one made and mail it to me. I'd like to have one for myself, as a matter of fact. But anyhow, I hope she gets the note in time to get it in the mail. I thought that would be nice for Betty. There's very little you can buy here. The PXs are not well stocked, and when the merchandise does come in, you have to be right there or else you don't get it. So I did that. I think I made Carolyn a tape. I'm not sure. I don't keep track of these things. Let me see, what else did I do? Last night I didn't mail them yet. I got a hold of a Paysix catalog. That's a catalog, Duchess, of things that they have, some of the things that they have in the PX, you know, that you can order through the mail. And you can't mail them to yourself, you have to mail them to the States. And couldn't remember, I don't think Jojo ever got dishes. Remember she said she wanted some dishes? And it's been real hard to get a hold of a Paysix catalog, they're very scarce. But I saw some dishes in there, just a 63-piece set. Don't tell her about that, just because she probably won't get it until January. I haven't even put it in the mail yet. I have to get an APO card, one of these mailing card things, and send it along. That's for we put on the package, you know, one of those declaration cards. So until I get those, I won't be able to mail the order in. But I thought she might need... It's only a set for 8, I think, and it's not real complete. As I say, it's just 63 pieces, but I don't think she has china yet. That was a very inexpensive set, $39 for the whole thing. So I remember, there's so many things, you know, that I wanted to do when I came over, and time goes by and I haven't purchased anything, not really. So I made an application out for that. And also in the Paysex, I saw the movie camera that Gary Morello, you know Pat and Gary? Gary had asked me, and I wrote a note on it, and I kept it. And I came across it a while back, and I haven't seen that camera in the PXs at all. But I saw it in the Paysex catalog. It's the Canon, I think it's 8mm movie camera, and it's $169. I don't know what it sells for in the States, probably close to $350, $400, I don't know. But anyway, he had asked me to buy that if I saw it, so I made out an application for that. And I just have to write a check, you know, and send it in when I get those postcard things. And I was looking through the catalog. It's very small, Duchess. It doesn't have a lot in it. But I thought, well, I'll send Duchess something, you know. You're not going to believe this, but there isn't a thing in that catalog that I think you need or would want. Not a thing. Isn't that something? It has a lot of, it had a lot of dishes, which I know you don't need, and it had a lot of brass things from Korea, which I know you don't need. It had some of those wooden dishes, Duchess, that I got in Manila. And I know you don't need them. I would have picked up a couple of odd pieces, but they're twice as much as I would normally pay for them in the PX. You know, these are PX prices. And I didn't think there was anything there that you really wanted. It had some pearls and some jewelry. As I say, very limited, you know. Then it had a lot of camera stuff and tape equipment. And most of that we have now. I said, boy, we can't be too bad off if I can go through a small catalog and not come up with one thing that I think Duchess would want. So, however, I would send you this catalog, Duchess, but it's not mine. I have to give it back. If I get a hold of one, I'll send it to you, and if you want anything, I'll order it. But please, if you want anything, tell me soon, because this is true of my trip. You know, I'll be going to Australia, Duchess. My orders came in. I had requested it for the first week in December, and the orders came through for the 16th of December, which means I won't get back until the 23rd or the 24th of December, which will be Christmas Eve. It's a little later than I want it to go. I wanted to be back a week or so before that. I'll try and get them changed, but if I cannot, then I'll be leaving on the 16th of December for Australia, which will be nice. I really could use a change of pace. By the time you get this tape, you'll just have time to make write a note or something and let me know if you want anything from Australia. I don't know of any products that Australia is particularly famous for. The one thing I know of is opals, and I have seen an opal. Paul Engelstadt has an opal, Duchess, that he purchased in Australia last summer, and he paid $500 for it. It's just a stone. It's not in the ring setting at all, and it's an oval. Beautiful thing, just gorgeous, but $500, I'm sure it's worth $1,000 in the States, but I don't feel that I should go into that kind of expensive jewelry, particularly I have a beautiful opal, you know, the one you gave me. I mean, how many opals can you wear at one time? And I do have a very, very small boomerang that Dee Dee gave me when she came back from her trip from Australia. It's very small. I don't even know where it is at the time. But so I know I'll have to buy some shoes, a pair of flat shoes. And I might get my hair. I don't know. I was thinking maybe I'd get frosted again. I'd like to get a permanent. And that's all, really. I, you know, can't think of anything else. So if you want anything, you know, anything at all, just please ask me for it. Because the time goes so quickly, and I like to pick it up. It takes a long time to get things over here. There's very little you can buy out of the PX. Very little. And I don't know if you want me to get another stereotype set or if you want any jewelry. I can't think of too much that you need. you know, that would be worth buying over here and mailing it home. I really concentrated on that catalog. I thought, now what could I send Duchess? And I didn't come up with a thing. Not a thing. Just trying to think what was in that catalog. Very little that you don't already have, or, you know, some portion of it. Anyway, we had, let's see, since I talked to you last, I think, what did I say, 23rd? Oh, yeah, on Tuesday, the 18th, I had a program director's meeting. I called everybody, you know, the four clubs down here. We went to Vung Tau and had the meeting. And I think it was a very good meeting. I got there Monday. I left Monday afternoon. And some of the girls arrived there on Monday. And we were all there for Tuesday morning. And it went well. It was basic training, Duchess, on programming. It was a review, really, of programming and publicity. And then we worked on this 50th anniversary observance. We have, this year is the 50th anniversary of service clubs all over the world. And we have a big scrapbook that each club has to make up and submit. And there's a lot of work involved on this, so we went over that in detail. And there were six girls at the meeting, including myself. Two of them were recreational leaders. You know, usually a club has a club director, program director, and a recreational leader. And I asked them to come too. And it was very good. And we planned together, we planned to have a fashion show here at the Tiki Hut Service Club at Cantol. And what we're going to do is make up different costumes with military fabrics. In other words, like with parachute silk, we'll make up a gown. And with sandbags, we'll maybe make a sack dress. And with flight flak vest and a steel pot. We'll make up some kind of fashion show and give it here first, and then possibly take it to each one of the other clubs here in the Delta, which I think will be very nice. The only thing that disappointed me was we picked the date of the 18th of December to do this, and if my orders aren't changed on my Australian trip, I won't be here for the fashion show. Which is too bad, because I'm planning on it to be a big success. And but I can't refuse that R&R. I mean, I want to go, and it's just too bad that I'll miss this show. But that's the way it goes sometimes, you know. Because I invited Betty down and Jane down, and I think they'll come. But I can't win them all. I didn't know. I didn't have my orders when we were making the date, you know, to have the fashion show. I didn't have a copy of the orders. I didn't know what day I would be going. So anyway, that's the only unfortunate part about that. And then I was thinking, too, I have my little Christmas tree, you know, that my brother had sent me last year in Korea. I still have that with me. It's up at Longbin. And I probably won't even get to put it up, does it? After carrying it all this way and keeping it all this time since last year. Because the 2 weeks before Christmas, you know, that would be the time I'd put up the tree. I don't know where. Put it up in my room or put it up on my desk or something, you know. And so plus that, I don't have any gifts for people here. I don't know if anybody's going to be exchanging gifts, but maybe I can pick up a few things in Australia. Just small things, you know, because we're not allowed much weight. I think 44 pounds or something on an R&R trip. Anyway, I have to think about these things, right? There's something for Betty and Jane and Beth and I don't know. We'll see. Let's see. What other goodies happened? Most of this week, well, a couple of days this week, I have spent here at the Tiki Hut Service Club. You know, the Tiki Hut is at the airfield, Duchess, here in Cantol. And, oops, I think this is running out. We'll have to turn over. Yeah, I'll continue on the other side. Just about. Go round and round and round and round. anyway, at the